Good afternoon, everyone. This is Christy from the Yakin County Public Library. Hope you're having a great afternoon. We are here for this week's episode of our library podcast. We are currently in season 3, and this is episode 19. We will be continuing with our episodes up until summer learning programs, and then we will switch and focus on summer learning programs during our podcast episodes for probably 4 to 5 weeks. And then we'll resume back to our normal routine of podcast episodes after that. So we've got a few more regular episodes, and then we'll move into the summer learning program episodes this summer. So for today's episode, we're going to be talking about some of the most anticipated books of the summer of 2023. Now, we've got a lot to cover, so we're going to jump right in. But if any of these appeal to you, authors maybe you've read before, but this is a new title that you haven't read yet, or maybe an author that just sounds intriguing, log on to NC Cardinal and log into your account. You just need your 14-digit library card number and your 4-digit PIN, and you can place holds for any of these items directly from the NC Cardinal catalog. Or you can give us a call as well here at the library, 336-679-4625. We'll be glad to place those holds for you. If for some reason you don't know your PIN or you've forgotten that, we can reset that for you as well and set that for whatever you would like that 4-digit PIN to be. So lots of options, but let's jump right in. We're going to try to cover all of June, July, and into August, some of the most anticipated and the most highly talked about books that are scheduled to release this summer. So make sure you fill up your TBR today. We're starting first in June. On the 6th of June, Lisa C. will release Lady Tan's Circle of Women. Now, Lisa C. is typically writes a variety of mystery, literary fiction, romance, and historical fiction. This is, in fact, a historical fiction, a standalone, and it is titled Lady Tan's Circle of Women. According to Confucius, an educated woman is a worthless woman, but Tan Junjian, born into an elite family yet haunted by death, separations, and loneliness, is being raised by her grandparents to be of use. Her grandmother is one of only a handful of female doctors in China, and she teaches her the pillars of Chinese medicine, the four examinations: looking, listening, touching, and asking, something a man can never do with a female patient. From a young age, she learns about women's illnesses, many of which relate to childbearing, alongside a young midwife in training, Mei Ling. The two girls find fast friendship and a mutual purpose, despite the prohibition that a doctor should never touch blood while a midwife comes in frequent contact with it, and they vow to be forever friends. Sharing in each other's joys and struggles. No mud, no lotus, they tell themselves. From adversity, beauty can bloom. But when Junjian is sent to into an arranged marriage, her mother-in-law forbids her from seeing Mei Ling and from helping the women and girls in the household. She is to act like a proper wife, embroider bound foot slippers, pluck instruments, recite poetry, give birth to sons, and stay forever within the walls of the family compound, the Garden of Fragrant Delights. How might a woman like her break free of these traditions, go on to treat women and girls from every level of society, and lead a life of such importance that many of her remedies are still used five centuries later? How might the power of friendship support or complicate these efforts? Lady Tan's Circle of Women is a captivating story of women helping other women. It is also a triumphant reimagining of the life of a woman who was remarkable in the Ming Dynasty and would be considered remarkable today. Next on our list, also releasing on the 6th of June, is S.A. Cosby's All the Sinners Bleed. S.A. Cosby typically writes mystery and children's fiction, and so this title, All the Sinners Bleed, is a mystery genre. The Titus Crown has spent years as an FBI agent, And now he is back in his hometown, where the bigoted police force inspires him to become the first black sheriff in the history of Tyrone County. When another black man is shot dead by Titus's deputies, he will stop at nothing to uncover the truth of what happened, leading him to uncover a serial killer who's been hiding in plain sight. But even as the darkness threatens to consume Titus, he refuses to let it overtake the town he loves. Next on our list is by Isabel Allende. She typically writes history, literary fiction, young adult fiction, and mystery, historical books. This one is a literary fiction. It's titled The Wind Knows My Name, and it is scheduled to release on the 6th of June as well. It's 1938 in Vienna, and Samuel Adler is 5 years old, the night his family loses everything, including his father. As it gets more difficult to ensure Sam's safety, his mother sends him away from Nazi-occupied Austria on a kinder transport train to England, with nothing but his violin and a change of clothes. 8 decades later, Anita Diaz and her mother are fleeing El Salvador, boarding another train for the United States. Upon their arrival, 7-year-old Anita finds herself alone at a camp in Nohales, where she escapes her reality by entering a world of her imagination. Azabar. Meanwhile, a young social worker enlists the help she needs to reunite mother and daughter. Also releasing on June 6th is The Whispers by Ashley Audrain. This is actually Ashley Audrain's second book that she's written, so she's a fairly new author. She typically has written mystery genre. So this one is, of course, a mystery as well. As the summer winds down, the folks on Harlow Street gather for a barbecue that goes late into the night, drinks flowing. Everything is fine until the typically picture-perfect hostess explodes at her son, exposing what is underneath. When her son falls from his bedroom window, she sits in utter silence at his hospital bedside, refusing to speak. The next 3 days are thick with tension as the women of Harlow Street grapple with what happened that late summer night. And mid-June, we have Ellen Hildebrand releasing another novel, The Five-Star Weekend. Ellen Hildebrand typically writes a mix of general fiction, historical, and romance. This particular title is in the general fiction category. It will be scheduled for release on the 13th of June. Hollis Shaw's life seems picture perfect. She's the star of the popular food blog Hungry with Hollis and is married to Matthew, a dreamy heart surgeon. But after she and Matthew get into a heated argument one snowy morning, Matthew leaves for the airport and is killed in a car accident. The cracks in Hollis's perfect life, her strained marriage, and her complicated relationship with her daughter, Caroline, grow deeper. When Hollis hears about something called the Five-Star Weekend, a woman invites her best friend from her teenage years, her 20s, her 30s, and midlife. Hollis decides to host her own Five-Star Weekend out on Nantucket. But her weekend won't be the Hallmark movie one might expect. Hollis's childhood friend, Tatum, invites Hollis's first love, Jack Finnegan, to spend time with them, stirring up old feelings. Meanwhile, Tatum is forced to play nice with Drew Ann, Hollis's best friend from UNC Chapel Hill. Drew Ann's career as a prominent Chicago sports agent is on the line after her comments about a client's mental health issues are misconstrued online. Brooke, Hollis's friend from her 30s, has just discovered that her husband is having an inappropriate relationship with a woman at work again. She runs into an old friend, Electra, a troublemaker who had ousted Brooke from the Wesley mom friend group where Brooke and Hollis met years before. And then there's Gigi, a stranger to everyone, including Hollis, who reached out to Hollis on her blog. Gigi carries an unusual grace and, as it happens, has many secrets. The Five-Star Weekend promises a surprising and captivating story about friendship, love, and self-discovery, set, of course, on Nantucket. This will be a weekend like no other. Our next title, releasing on the 13th of June as well, is Banyan Moon by Tayo Tai. This is actually Tayo Tai's very first book written. So this is a new author writing literary fiction. When Anne Tran loses her beloved grandmother, Min, she returns home to face her estranged mother, Huang. Anne's mother is grieving, but still resents her mother for having a better relationship with Anne. The two learn that Min has left them the Banyan House, bringing them together under the same roof for the first time in many years, forcing them to face the past as well as their futures. Meanwhile, we hear the story of Min, the only person that held them together. Our next title on the 20th of June is The Only One by Riley Sager. Riley Sager pretty much writes mystery genre, and one I'm very familiar with. So this should be a good one to add to the collection of Riley Sager's. Since 1929, Lenora Hope has never left her family's main estate, ever since she was accused but not convicted of killing her sister. Now, in 1983, Kit McDear becomes Lenora's home health aide to care for the wheelchair-bound woman who cannot speak. As Lenora begins to type out her story to Kit, Kit suspects that the old lady might not be as harmless as she appears. So, this one leaves a lot to the imagination on what's going to play out. Really not a lot of details on this one yet, so we'll have to definitely wait for this one to come out to kind of get more of an understanding of what all is going to take place in this book. Our next one to release on the 20th of June is Ruth Ware's Zero Days. Of course, she writes mystery as well. Seems like there's a lot of really good mystery and thrillers that are coming out this summer. Jack and her husband, Gabe, are security experts hired to break into buildings and hack security systems. When a routine assignment goes awry, Jack returns to find her husband dead. Now Jack is the prime suspect and on the run. She must decide who she can trust while hunting the real killer. And then wrapping up the very end of June is, on the 27th, is The Apartment by Anna Menendez. Anna typically writes historical fiction, mystery, and literary fiction, and this one falls in the historical fiction collection. The Helena is an Art Deco apartment building in South Miami Beach. In 70 years, this building has witnessed change in both the city as well as the inhabitants within. Apartment 2B has housed the likes of a Cuban concert pianist, a widow, and new single mother, a man waiting on a green card so he can marry his lover, and they all live together. Then there's the building manager and his secret identity, and Lennon, a troubled young refugee. When the new tenant, Lana, arrives, she is both overwhelmed and healed by her eccentric new neighbors. Starting off in July, on the 11th, Catherine Center, who typically writes romance and general fiction, will be releasing another romance novel, Hello Stranger. Sadie Montgomery is a struggling artist who just needs one lucky break. Landing a spot in a portrait competition, she thinks things may be finally going her way. But the competition lands on the same day of a surgery she must have. Sadie is reassured that the surgery is minor and that she'll be unscathed. But while she's in recovery, she discovers that she can no longer see faces. When she takes her dog to the vet, she meets Dr. Addison, who wants to take her on a date. But she is determined to keep her face blindness a secret. As she also develops a friendship with her obnoxious neighbor, Joe, she soon finds herself falling for both guys, while she faces losing her career as an artist and confronting her haunting past. Next, in the middle of July, on the 18th, Daniel Silva, who typically writes thrillers, will release another thriller titled The Collector. This is book 23 in the Gabriel Alon series. So if you're familiar with that series and you've read a lot of that, this follows along in that group of books. Legendary art restorer Gabriel Alon returns in search of the world's most valuable missing painting. With the help of a beautiful master thief, Alon hopes to track down the missing piece. However, he soon finds himself in a desperate race to prevent a conflict between Russia and the West. Next on our list, also releasing on the 18th of July, is Colson Whitehead's book, Crook Manifesto. Colson typically writes historical fiction, mystery, and horror, so he has a variety of books. This one falls in the literary fiction genre, and it is the second book in the Ray Carney series. So he follows up from Harlem Shuffle, which is the first one in that series, with this new story continuing Ray Carney's story into the 1970s. In a city beset by violence, Ray Carney tries to go legit, but a favor from his police contact pulls him back in. Meanwhile, Ray's trusty friend Pepper is there to pull Ray back in as they get caught up in 70s counterculture and caught in a city under siege. If you're familiar with Colson Whitehead, he is a two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, so this should be a very powerful and very entertaining novel that will kind of bring all of the 1970s New York vibe in all its seedy glory to life. So this should be a really great book for those that like that genre and really love his style of writing. Next on our list at the end of July on the 25th, Sherry Lupino will be releasing a new novel. Sherry Lupino typically writes mystery, general fiction, literary fiction, and this one will not disappoint. It'll be another great mystery novel. I tend to love Sherry Lupino. If you've not read her and you love mystery, this is a great one to add and work through her collection of books. This one is titled Everyone Here Is Lying. Welcome to Stanhope, a safe neighborhood, a place for families. William Wooler is a family man on the surface, but he's been having an affair that ended horribly this afternoon at a motel up the road. So when he returns to his house, devastated and angry, to find his difficult 9-year-old daughter, Avery, unexpectedly from home, William loses his temper. Hours later, Avery's family declares her missing. Suddenly, Stanhope doesn't feel so safe, and William isn't the only one on his street who's hiding alive. As witnesses come forward with information that may or may not be true, Avery's neighbors become increasingly unhinged. Who took Avery Wooler? Nothing will prepare you for the truth. Next on our list, also releasing on the 25th of July, is Immortal Longings by Chloe Gong. This is a young adult fantasy. This is typically what Chloe writes, and this is book one in a new series titled Flesh and False Gods. Every year, thousands in the kingdom of Tallinn will flock to its capital twin cities, San Air, where the palace hosts a set of games. For those confident enough in their ability to jump between bodies, competitors across San Air fight to the death to win unimaginable riches. Princess Kala Tuolimi lurks in hiding. 5 years ago, a massacre killed her parents and left the Palace of Air empty, and she was the one who did it. Before King Kasa's forces in San can catch her, she plans to finish the job and bring down the monarchy. Her reclusive uncle always greets the victor of the game, so if she wins, she gets her opportunity at last to kill him. Enter Anton Makusa, an exiled aristocrat. His childhood love has lain in a coma since they were both ousted from the palace, and he's deep in debt trying to keep her alive. Thankfully, he's one of the best jumpers in the kingdom, flitting from body to body at will. His last chance at saving her is entering the games and winning. Kala finds both an unexpected alliance with Anton and help from King Kasa's adopted son, August, who wants to mend Tallinn's ills. But the three of them have very different goals, even as Kala and Anton's partnership spirals into something all-consuming. Before the games close, Kala must decide what she's playing for, her lover or her kingdom. Okay, skipping on over to August, we have quite a few coming out in that month as well. Our first one is a young adult fiction book, a young adult fiction author, Elizabeth Acevedo. and she's writing Family Lore. It's a general fiction genre, releasing on the 1st of August. Floor has a gift. She can predict the day of anyone's death. When she plans a living wake, her sisters Mathilde, Pastora, and Camilla question if she has seen her own death or someone else's. But Floor isn't speaking up. Pastora, inspired by Floor's wake, is inspired to solve her siblings' problems. Mathilde has secrets of her own, and she soon must confront the issues in her marriage. The next generation, cousins Yadi and Anna, have problems of their own. Yadi reuniting with her formerly imprisoned first love, and Anna married and trying to conceive. In the days leading up the wake, we journey through Santo Domingo and New York City, exploring the history of the Marte women, weaving together past and present, Santo Domingo and New York City, told with Elizabeth Acevedo's unimitable and incandescent voice. There is an indelible portrait of sisters and cousins, aunts and nieces, one family's journey through their history, helping them better navigate all that is to come. Also releasing on the 1st of June is Tracy Long, or Lang, general fiction title, The Connollys of County Down. This is only her second book that she's written, so she's a fairly new author as well. This one is about a young woman named Tara Connolly. She knows that at 30, rebuilding her life will not come easily, especially after serving 18 months on a drug charge. She heads home to live with her siblings, her brother, a single dad struggling from ongoing effects of a brain injury, and her sister, who has secrets that are starting to resurface. Tara works to rebuild her life, career, and even finds love unexpectedly, but the secrets that burden their family will need to be faced before they can truly be happy. The Connollys of County Down is a moving novel about testing the bounds of love and loyalty. It explores the possibility of beginning our lives anew and reveals the pitfalls of shielding each other from the bitter truth. Next on our list, also releasing on the 1st of August, is Ann Patchett's Tom Lake. Ann Patchett typically writes literary fiction and children's fiction. This one is a general fiction genre. When Lara's three daughters return to northern Michigan to visit their mother at the family orchard, they beg their mother to tell them the story of famous actor Peter Duke. Lara begins to recall her time with Duke at a place called Tome Lake, where they shared both a stage and a romance many years prior. As Lara tells the story, the daughters see her in a new light and begin to consider their own lives and relationships. Tom Lake is a meditation on youthful love, married love, and the lives parents have led before their children were born. Both hopeful and elegiac, it explores what it means to be happy even when the world is falling apart. As in all of her novels, Ann Patchett combines compelling narrative artistry with piercing insights into family dynamics. The result is a rich and luminous story told with profound intelligence and emotional subtlety that demonstrates once again why she is one of the most revered and acclaimed literary talents working today. And finally, we wrap up August with Alice Hoffman's new book, The Invisible Hour. She typically writes young adult fantasy, literary fiction, general fiction, and just general fantasy. This one falls in the literary fiction category. It's an enchanting novel about love, heartbreak, self-discovery, and the enduring magic of books. One brilliant June day, when Mia Jacob can no longer see a way to survive, the power of words saves her. The Scarlet Letter was written almost 200 years earlier, but it seems to tell the story of Mia's mother, Ivy, and their life inside the community, an oppressive cult in western Massachusetts where contact with the outside world is forbidden and books are considered evil. But how could this be? How could Nathaniel Hawthorne have so perfectly captured the pain and loss that Mia carries inside her? Through a journey of heartbreak, love, and time, Mia must abandon the rules she was raised with at the community. As she does, she realizes that reading can transport transport you to other worlds and bring them to you, and that readers and writers affect one another in mysterious ways. She learns that time is more fluid than she could imagine, and love is stronger than any chains that bind you. As a girl, Mia fell in love with a book. Now as a young woman, she falls in love with a brilliant writer as she makes her way back in time. But what if Nathaniel Hawthorne never wrote The Scarlet Letter? And what if Mia Jacob never found it on the day she planned to die? Nathaniel Hawthorne wrote, "A single dream is more powerful than a thousand realities." This is the story of one woman's dream that for a little while came true. So that is a wrap-up of all the ones that I have on my list for release this summer. I hope that you found some that will really interest you and you can add to your TBR list. I know I have quite a lot of these on my TBR list and I'm really looking forward to them. As I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, you can give us a call, log on to your account through the NC Cardinal catalog, and you can place holds for these items yourself. Typically within 2 weeks of their release date, they should be in our catalog and available for placing holds. Keep in mind that if it is not something in our local system, that library system does have a 6-month protection. So just keep that in mind when you're looking for books as well. But hope you'll add some of these to your list and have lots of great reads this summer. It's going to be a really great summer of some tried and true authors and then some fairly new authors. So if you're looking for some new authors to add to your list or to kind of branch out with your reading into some other genres, there's lots to pick and choose from. Log on to our website at nwrl.org to see what is new and upcoming and being released. Those are listed on our website. We always try to post on our social media here at the library any new books that we've gotten through donation or that we've ordered or any new releases that have came in. So keep a check on our social media and you'll see all of those fronts of the books, the titles of the books and the movies and audiobooks and things like that. As we receive those materials, we post those there as well. And then in our newsletter each month, we do a complete list of new releases that are coming out for that month through adult fiction, juvenile fiction, and young adult fiction. So we try to give you a heads up of all the new ones and the dates that those are releasing. And if they are part of a series, we list that as well. So just look at all those areas. If you have any questions or need to talk to us here, update your account, reset your PIN or anything like that, give us a call here at the library, 336-679-8792. We hope you have a good afternoon and we look forward to seeing you back next week's episode of our library podcast. Till then, take care and we hope to see you soon.